in a coffee shop with Duncan Alexander on Tottenham Court Road to talk about the top four picture with Duncan. Duncan does fantastic stuff for the analyst. Do check it all out there. Obviously, we've got a bit of music in the background, and there's other punters knocking around and doing bits and pieces, but I'm sure we'll be absolutely fine. And I want to talk to you about the underlying numbers around the top four question, Duncan, because it's a funny thing with league seasons. They sometimes take a little bit of time to come into shape and focus. And I think that that's been the case at both ends of the table. But it looks to me now like there are seven sides who may have a genuine shout at top four. We definitely expect Manchester City to finish in the top four.
Yeah, that's fair, yeah.
So then there's three slots for six teams. Arsenal have started brilliantly. Liverpool have started appallingly. And then in the space in between, there's somewhere for Tottenham, Chelsea, Newcastle and Manchester United. That is the top four picture. I haven't missed one out, have I?
No, I think that's right. I mean, Brighton fans might be going, what about us? But I think the loss of Graham Potter is going to be pretty hard to bear. I think De Zerbi will do a good job, but it'll take a while for him to switch it around. So yeah, I think those seven, it's the big seven really, I guess, now with Newcastle.
Well, that's Newcastle are not quite the dark horses in this, but they're the ones who are very much ahead of schedule. And that's why I think they almost need watching. It was a massive point at the weekend at Old Trafford, and whilst a 0-0 at Old Trafford, on the same in a pretty dour affair by all accounts, on the same day that Manchester City and Liverpool was happening at Anfield, feels almost like a different sport. It's as significant a result for Newcastle as Liverpool's victory over Manchester City is for Liverpool.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Newcastle have got historically a terrible record at Old Trafford. Obviously, they battled in the 90s. They had a couple of seasons where they were the big two, really. But yeah, I mean, I think what Eddie Howe's done is sort of gone under the radar because of the investment they've had. But, you know, they've got at the moment, time recording, they've got the best defence, joint best defence in the Premier League, which is Newcastle United. Pretty good. Steve Bruce said it couldn't be done. Turns out it can. They've also got the best attacking XG from set plays this season, which I think, again, is Eddie Howe going, look, I haven't got the squad I want yet. I've got some good players, but let's maximise what we've got. And I think that's what they're doing at the moment. They are, you know, in terms of the tools they've got to play with, they are probably doing the best of any team, I'd say, in the Premier League.